You're also taking care of the support group, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. We're talking to Gabrielle Leonard from the Miami Cancer Institute. Is there anything that you in particular, like, are the things you'd want to see from all this money that's coming in? What is the next step that you'd like to see from your vision? Yeah. That was incredible. It was incredible to see. I mean, you know, that's got to be such a scary thing for any parent to go through. As far as seeing it. And again, you guys can donate at 786-777-2222. And you guys can go to heathelpcure.org. Gabrielle, we just switched your mic up on there. So I was just saying with the pediatric section of it, it's such a scary thing. It's something that no parent ever wants to go through. But what did you guys put into thought-wise for making that pediatric section so incredible?
What we call the infusionarium, and it's an immersive therapy for them where they can play video games. We actually did a live event here at the arena where we had Rodney Magruder and another player there, and it was a live feed. We've taken them to the zoo, we've taken them to the Frost Museum, and chemo, I mean, it affects the body. They're usually weak and become immunocompromised, so those are places that they may not get to visit. So there's a research component to it as well. When your mind is at ease, you retain the medication better. So we're happy to bring this to our patients.
One of the things that amazes me about what you guys do is everybody has to have an individual, unique treatment plan as far as how they eat, how they do things. And so you have a hands-on relationship with most of the patients that go in there. There is no set. Nobody really knows what's going to work when you start this journey.
Correct.
And so everybody has a unique plan to get them back into health, whether it's mentally, whether it's spiritually, whether it's, you know, with the massages, the food, keeping them fed. And so I find that amazing that it's one of the rare cases where, like, you know everybody that goes into there for treatment.
Yes, that was our commitment. Dr. Zinner, our founding CEO, came from Dana-Farber, and he says, this is what we need to do. This is what's going to change the game for our patients. The nurse navigator, they stay with our patients throughout the entire course of treatment, and it's great to have that one-on-one person. You'll be stuck with me. I guess that's a good thing, or it can be a bad thing. But for our patients, it's great to have that one person, that one resource. They're not having to tell their medical history to someone different. And again, the plans or the treatments are very tailored to them, and we have just about every specialist under one roof.
What,
so there's no need to go anywhere else.
Yeah, you guys have a great facility, and with all the help that you guys are doing today, as far as your donations are concerned, you guys can help Gabrielle and the Miami Cancer Institute make it even better and make it an even more incredible place for all these people who are going through this incredibly tough battle. Gabrielle, thanks for stopping by today.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it.
Thank you for, you were
like a broadcasting professional today, swapping in the headsets and whatnot. Didn't miss a beat. It was fantastic.
No, you guys have a great team here.
Thank you so much, Gabrielle. Appreciate
it.
So again, guys, you guys can help out by doing this. You guys call us up 786-777-2222. 786-777-2222. You guys can also go to heathelpcure.org. I know that we're having some technical issues on that end, and you guys got to realize sometimes what we hear is not always what you hear. So if you guys missed any of that, apologize for that. But she did a really fantastic job of describing what they're doing over at MCI with the Miami Cancer Institute. And so that's what we're doing here today. We're doing this with as far as the Radiothon's concerned. You guys have been awesome so far. All our sponsors have been fantastic thus far with their help, but more is needed. So 786-777-2222, or you guys can go to heathelpcure.org. Now, again, we have heard that Jonathan Zaslow is embarking on his journey. We know that he apparently has hit the protein bar very quick.
What?
He hit the 800-yard mark.
Yes. But looking at his, like, have you seen any video yet, Leroy?
I saw a little bit. He looks like he's just strolling down.
Just strolling.
Right.
Just strolling.
Which is fine. Like I told Beast, as long as he does that, he's going to be a little sore.
He's gone like a mile.
But he's not going to exert, like his heart's not going to be racing at the pace he's going. Oh, he's on.
He's here? Zaslow, you there, man?
Yo.
What's up, man? How are you?
Hey, you guys hear me good?
Yeah.
Yeah. How's the journey?
It feels, I got an update a couple minutes ago on you know, how far.
I think we lost him.
You're like 4 miles in, but it was like half a mile.
Oh. Wait, well, I was right. 800 yards.
What was the ceremony like, man? Was it cool to see all the people there gathering around you?
Yeah, it was. You had all the folks from Miami Cancer Institute, nurses, doctors, you know, people who work there, executives, and you had people from the Heat, Glenn Rice, that's my guy. He sent me off also, and yeah, so it was a whole nice ceremony and the whole big barbecue, like lots of food for all the people who were there, and now I'm rolling up to our first time out. I got Ron Rothstein here. He's gonna hang out with us for a little bit.
Oh, that's awesome. So jealous you get to hang out with Ron Rothstein. That's like my dream afternoon.
Does he have his button?
Hey, ask him, does he take his button everywhere he goes?
Ask him if he takes the what?
The red button everywhere he goes.
Ah, that's a good question. I will ask and I will let you know.
So do you feel good physically? Like, is the pain, like, do you feel pain? Are you at a good pace? How are you feeling in the body?
No, I'm doing good right now. I'm walking around with a bottle of Pedialyte, you know, that keeps me replenished and hydrated.
Pedialyte.
And, yeah, like I'm good right now. I mean, look, I know it's going to get to a point where I'm going to be super tired, but I'm not by myself. I got four other guys with me, so we got a whole crew here.
Zaslow, you and I have had our differences, and in some cases, maybe I would root against you, but we're all on the same cause for this one. I just want to know. I was a little bit worried this morning when you described your shoe situation. You just got your sneakers yesterday. I feel like now is a bad time to be breaking them in. But how do they feel right now?
Who is this?
Well done, man. Have a good
time. The sneakers are great. They're great. I got the best kind. They're a pair of Brooks. I went to Runner's Depot. I didn't ask me to plug them. I got no deal. They're good people there. They set me up.
All right, man. Well, best of luck. Say hi to Ron Rothstein for me, and we'll check in with you a little bit later, all right?
All right. See you guys.
All right. That's Jonathan Zaslow. He is in the midst of the journey.
Wait, yeah. As only Zaz could do it when dealing with beasts.
Zaz being Zaz.
That was tremendous. Again, guys, if you guys want to donate straight to the Dribble Drive, you guys can do that by going to heathelpcure.org. That's the way you guys can do that. There's this drop menu. It says Dribble Drive. Pop in your little donation, and there we go. A special thanks, by the way, to Outback Steakhouse for giving out this delicious lunch spread that we've had.
I'm going to be honest with you. Usually when people, you know, when you have food and they do this little cut-up steak or whatever, it's usually the garbage steak that they don't make.
Right.
Man.
It was good?
Oh, my goodness.
Well seasoned,
too.
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm
well
gonna have to go
seasoned.
Get that.
Oh, you got to make that happen.
I'll go back for seconds.
You got to make that happen.
I got to make that happen.
Pleasantly surprised.
Outback's tremendous. Love Outback.
Yeah, no doubt.
Outback's tremendous, and also I do like it. I like throwing the London broil on the grill and slicing that thing up. I'll go for that, especially if you want to make a nice little steak sandwich.
Hey, by the way,
the best for that is a ribeye.
You just go for food.
That's not true.
I'm not a big fan of the ribeye, the Delmonico.
Oh, ribeye's a real
like
gamble.
It with a whole bunch. Now strip steak.
Oh, come on.
Where I can, look, if I want a little fat, I can get some around the edges.
Yeah, but the ribeye's got the marbling, man. It's got the marbling.
No. I just said I don't like all the fat.
It's a gamble because you could go with...
Fat's what tastes good.
No, it's a gamble because some people can screw up a ribeye. Some people can screw up a ribeye. Like, I went to a restaurant the other day.
I doubt you taste good.
I went to a restaurant the other day.
That wasn't what I was implying. And that was not what I thought you would be thinking.
I went to a restaurant the other day with a ribeye.
Yes.
And you would have thought it was a damn hyena. Like, what is this? Did you cook it at all?
Right.
Like, and is there any edible part of this?
You can't control the fat content.
It's like you want me to gnaw through bone marrow. I don't know what's going on there.
Can't control it.
I know, man. So that's what's doing.
What about a tomahawk? You seen one of those?
Those giant ones?
Yeah.
No.
No.
You ever seen a tomahawk steak?
I'm not a big fan of.
I'm pulling this up right now.
Ordering a steak with bone.
Why? You just don't want the obstacle.
I just like the strip, a filet. I don't need a big piece of meat. I just want, like, I can handle.
Look at that.
I can handle.
Dry-aged.
I want to control the amount
tomahawk.
Of fat intake. And it's not, I can eat as much fat as I want on a keto diet.
Right.
I just don't like it. So I'll get the edges, but when I'm done, I want to get the meat. That's too much.
42 ounces, $199.
I don't like the fact that it's got an arm.
That's the tomahawk.
Like, if I want to go with a bone-in steak, I'd go T-bone, and I like the bone being hidden within the meat flaps. I don't want this protruding giant arm coming out of it. Yeah, man, I'm telling you.
I got to tell you.
You know the
we've eaten meals together, and I got to tell you, besides Robbie, it's,
that's a whole other situation. Because he's got to wait for the seal to be broken. No men left behind. There's all sorts of rules.
He's got too many life rules that that like sometimes you're just not ready to deal
yeah,
with.
Yeah, he's a beautiful man.
A beautiful mind?
No, he's a beautiful man.
He's a beautiful man. And a national treasure.
Yes.
A national treasure.
Yes. National treasure.
And so there's nothing.
I don't want bone in my. I think it's I always feel that I'm paying extra for the bone and I can't eat it.
If you guys want to donate, we're here live at the American Airlines Arena for the Heat Help Cure Radiothon, benefiting the Miami Cancer Institute. You guys can call up the Florida Blue phone bank, 786-777-2222. That's 786-777-2222. Or you guys can go online to heathelpcure.org. That's heathelpcure.org and donate now. We'll be back right after this.
Welcome back to the Heat Help Cure Radiothon at the American Airlines Arena on AM 790 and FM 104.3 HD2 The Ticket, benefiting cancer care and research at Miami Cancer Institute. Please donate now at heathelpcure.org or call 786-777-2222.
Thank you to Outback Steakhouse for sponsoring lunch, and thank you to Florida Blue for sponsoring our Heat Help Cure phone bank.
Welcome back, guys. It's Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. We're live from the American Airlines Arena, Xfinity Plaza. We have the Heat Help Cure Radiothon going on right now, benefiting the Miami Cancer Institute. You guys have been incredible so far with your support. Please keep dialing on in if you guys want to donate and help the fight against cancer. Call the Florida Blue phone bank at 786-777-2222. That's 786-777-2222. Or you guys can go online to heathelpcure.com. org, and you guys can make a donation that way as well. This is a huge honor. Andy Ellisberg,
yeah.
Senior Vice President of Basketball Operations, the Heat General Manager, stops by. Andy, thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Really, it's an honor to be here. You know, the Miami Heat, we're a sports team, and that is obviously the main thing that we do. But we are also part of the South Florida community and part of the, you know, the country and the global community. This is something that doesn't just affect people in South Florida. It affects people all over the world. And to the extent that we can help cure cancer, then for us, this is just an honor to be involved in it and be honored to be able to help.
It's been awesome hearing that you guys have had, you know, even kids, they were telling us a little bit earlier about the pediatric center, and you guys have been involved, like letting the kids look into practice and things like that. What does it mean to you knowing that the sports does have that kind of healing effect on people, that it does help in these really, really tough times?
I mean, I think, you know, I think we always sometimes lose track of kind of what, you know, what we do and what that means, you know, to people. And I think you just see the reactions of kids when they come by and people that are going through some tough times and what just a little bit of interaction. And that's the beauty of sports. I mean, sports is a lot of things that sometimes it doesn't do well. But one of the things it does better than most other things is it unites people who can't unite about anything else. And, you know, it's great to be able to do that, but it's also, it has a healing effect to us. We have a tendency in our world to sometimes, you know, we throw around life and death pretty cavalierly when it comes to games, and we get, you know, we take it seriously, and it has its importance. And then you go to the hospitals, you know, around the holiday times, you have the kids that come to the arena, and you remember that, you know, we have it pretty good. And win or lose, what it means to that and the effect that it has on that, and so to be able to sort of contribute to that, you know, it's an honor for us as well.
Has there been a time in your life where it's really impacted you directly, or has changed your thought process of how the outlook of the disease is?
Yeah, look, I'm a family of a survivor. My mom had a cancer scare a few years ago, and for the most part, we've been through it fine. She's got through it, and she's a survivor and getting through and has not had significant issues. We're, to this point in time, knock on wood, we're one of the lucky ones to have how things have been. But you saw what it means to when that happens and what that can affect your life and what, you know, the impact of it makes you appreciate things so much more. So having been around that and seeing what that effect of it is, and like I said, we're on the lucky side.
Andy, you know, you guys talk about culture so much. You preach culture. It's on the front of the arena.
Sure.
And you know, a lot of people, when they see culture, they think basketball culture. But as you talked about, as an organization, and I've seen it with the players sometimes behind the scenes on Media Day, when we get to kind of be with the players behind the scenes, the way they interact with people, but how really they take interacting with kids, and especially, you know, go to the hospitals and stuff that you guys are in the community, how important and seriously they take that. And that's part of the culture of the organization, too.
Yeah, I think the culture is, so the other thing you hear is family and what it means to be a family. And people think, well, that means everyone likes each other all the time. So that's never a family I've been involved in. You know, it's truly loving the people that are around you. And it is, you know, the culture of the team is to that. And we are a part of the South Florida family. And at times you have those interactions with people, with kids, you are part of, you know, in an extended way, our family, and we are part of your family. And I think it has to come be, and that has to be real. And like I said, it isn't always good. And part of it, sometimes things are difficult and they're challenging. But I think the genuineness, it has to be something that you really believe in. It has to be something you really feel. And I think that's something you've seen from the players and our coaches and all those through your organization who, you know, really feel that we are part of the community here. And that's what makes events like this so special. And for anyone out there who can help and can donate, or, you know, time or money, whatever it may be, to heathelpcure.org, you know, that's, well, we're all part of this community here, and everything we can do to help, that's what we want to do.
Yeah, you guys can also send your donations in if you want to call in at 786-777-2222. Again, it's 786-777-2222. We're speaking with Andy Ellisberg here at the Heat Help Cure Radiothon. So we have one of our hosts today is Jonathan Zaslow. He is embarking on a journey right now. He is going and dribbling a basketball 13 miles. He's in the midst of it right now from the Miami Cancer Institute all the way here for the game tonight. And he does the pre and post game and halftime show for our radio broadcast here. Do you think this is something he's going to be able to do, even with stops in between? Or are you concerned that dribbling a basketball 13 miles seems like an insane thing?
Well, at this point in time, I think I'll be happy if Zaslow is able to get here, whether or not he dribbles the basketball. Just the notion of making the 13 miles in and of itself is a challenge. So if time for time, he has to maybe do a little bit of a traveling violation, probably do a little Euro step, or whatever it may be to do that eventually gets him here, I'm in favor of that. So, you know, Zaslow, if you're out there, just, you know, don't hesitate to do a little bit of a stutter step if you need to pick up a step or two.
Andy, here's all you need to know about Zaslow's trip. He called us after about a half a mile and says he's heavy on the Pedialyte already. So if that's an indication, he's either going to be bloated or sitting on the back of that van.
Like many things with Zaslow, my guess is it'll be one of those things that sounded like a much better idea before he actually did it. Once he starts doing it, he's thinking, wow, I shouldn't have done this. But you know what? That's what makes him. That's what makes him the special person he is.
Right.
All kidding aside, for him to be able to do that, to do what he's doing, to raise attention, to draw attention. That's talking about putting your body on the line. He is putting his body on the line.
I just have this weird feeling like Alonzo Mourning's going to throw him over his shoulder and have like the last stretch
of the Zach, he's got some muscle with him. We got Zach with him. Zach is a little, he's got some size to him. He can lift him.
Look, it's like anything else. The harder part will be when you get halfway through it. Once you get to the 10-mile mark and you can sort of see, okay, the light at the end of the tunnel, then, you know, it'll just be, you know, just another step, just one more step.
Yep.
Andy Ellisberg, thanks so much for stopping by. Thanks for sharing your story with us and why this is so important to you. You guys can send your donations in to heathelpcure.org. Again, that's heathelpcure.org. You guys can donate that way, or you guys can call the Florida Blue phone bank at 786-777-2222. Thanks for stopping by, Andy. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, and thanks again for all you guys are doing.
Is Andy Ellisberg, Heat Joe Medger, Vice President of Basketball Operations. We'll be back right after this.
From the American Airlines Arena, this is the Heat Help Cure Radiothon on AM 790 and FM 104.3 HD2, The Ticket, benefiting cancer care and research at Miami Cancer Institute. Please donate now at heathelpcure.org or call 786-777-2222.
Thanks to our sponsors, Providence Wealth Advisors.
What's up, guys? We are back at the Heat Help Cure Radiothon.
You guys can
go to heathelpcure.org as we are raising money for the Miami Cancer Institute. You guys can call 786-777-2222.
You want to do something great?
Yeah, we got. We just got some stuff put in our lap.
Yeah, we got. We got some.
There's the crash and burn of Beast.
Yeah, we got some cool stuff going on. By the way, guys, a gift of $50.
I'm just adding cheese.
A gift of $50 can help you purchase wigs for patients from the Institute's Closets of Hope, which is a really awesome shop that they have set up there at the Miami Cancer Institute. It's a very important thing for patients that do lose their hair. So
tell
if you're feeling very generous.
Do.
But a hundy, if you guys donate $100, this is really cool. We've been informed by the Miami Heat. $100 donation to heathelpcure.org or 786-777-2222. $100 donation to our Radiothon. You get a pair of upcoming Heat tickets, a pair of tickets to an upcoming Heat game for a $100 donation. That's pretty awesome. Let's go out to the phone lines right now because we're expected to be joined by Ray Allen any minute. But Jonathan Zaslow, he is embarking to the American Airlines Arena in his dribble drive. Zaslow, how is the trip going?
Going good. I think we're at 2.5 miles now. So, you know, we're almost at the arena.
All right. You're knocking it out. Is almost at the arena. Is there any exhaustion setting in? Are you feeling okay?
I feel good, man. Like, I mean, I feel like I've walked for several miles, but otherwise, like, I'm good. I got my Gatorade going on, and I got Zach Duarte. He's my wingman here. So, we're all good, man.
All right. It's good to hear you because we had Andy Ellisberg just a few minutes ago, and he seemed like he's confident in you. He thought your idea was a little crazy, but he's glad that you're doing it. So Andy supports you, man. I just want to let you know.
Oh,
like, a lot of people are backing you.
That's good to know that I got Andy's support. He's a good guy. And you should have seen Eric Spoelstra's face this morning when I told him that, because he didn't know about the dribble drive. So when I told him exactly what I'm doing, I mean, he was shook.
I know. That's what Romberg said. Like, he couldn't believe it. He couldn't believe it.
He was shook. And he said he would have done it with me if it wasn't a game day, because he's way into this kind of stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a good thing to throw along with him.
That would have been a lot of pressure if you had Spo next to you.
Why?
Has there been any closeness of a ball going into traffic, or have you handled the ball just fine?
Oh no, it's been fine for me. But you know, it's five of us here, and four of us are dribbling basketball, so we were wondering who's going to be the one who dribbles it like off their foot, you know, into traffic, and it was not me, but it was one of my pals here. Okay, so he has the anyone looks back and wonders who's the one who dribbled a basketball into the road for the first time. That's not gonna be me because that was already done by someone else.
That's awesome, man. All right, we'll check in with you again a little later on. Good luck.
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right, that's Zaslow. He is still on his journey all the way to the American Airlines Arena. We're expected to be joined by Ray Allen real soon. I don't know if you guys have heard of him, but he's kind of a big deal. So he's going
to
swing
yeah,
by.
Yeah, they're going to grab him right now.
We thank you. We thank Andy Ellisberg for stopping by. I also want to just give a little shout-out to our partners here. First Watch, they provided breakfast. Outback Steakhouse, they provided lunch. Papa John's providing dinner. The law offices of Anna Jar and Levine, Brightline, Florida Blue, and Berkowitz Pollock, Brandt Advisors and Accountants, for all helping our mission today to, of course, go out and cure cancer, kick cancer's ass. You guys can donate 786-777-2222. That's 786-777-2222. Or you guys can go online to heathelpcure.org and you can make a donation there. Again, we said if you guys donate $100, you will get a pair of tickets to an upcoming Heat game. If you donate $100, again, the number is 786-777-2222. Or you can go to heathelpcure.org. Leroy, where'd you go, man?
They're talking golf.
You guys are talking golf?
Yeah,
like they're, in the rims?
Yeah,
come,
I mean,
talk golf on the show.
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to cure cancer.
No,
you guys
no
are talking about
there.
The par threes.
He just got up and left.
Here's the problem. I did not want to exclude you two guys by having golf talk. So I just got up. I had a personal question that I wanted to ask him about a recent golfing experience, and it wouldn't have been
what?
As entertaining to you guys as it was to me.
All right.
So he... Like,
I just, but you left.
I went right there.
We were in the middle of doing a show. You just got up and it's like, it's time for golf talk with
it's
Ray.
It's Ray Bleeping Allen.
It's true. It is Ray Bleeping Allen.
It is Ray Bleeping Allen. I understand.
you are bleeping beast.
How often do you think Ray Allen hears that in the street? How often do you hear just somebody shout at you, hey, that's Ray Bleeping Allen? Just never? That's nonsense.
Because they don't say bleeping.
True.
Well done. Well done, Ray. Thank you for stopping by here, man. We really appreciate this. By the way, it's a nice touch having you here on Spurs game night. That's always great having some memories of the best Miami sports moment ever. Yeah. That's always fantastic. What did you think when you heard about this event, the Heat Help Cure Radiothon? You're always out in the community doing great work, whether it's with the kids or whatever it's going on.
Well, I was excited because there's so many, great things to talk about. And I think, any and everything that ails us in society is worth talking about, just communicating with people and, giving people some ideas and just encouraging people to move forward. So, my son has diabetes. I'm around so many different parents that have kids with issues. So what we're trying to always talk about is say, let's encourage each other and help our kids grow and get better. And, primarily, a lot of it starts with, kids just being aware of what they eat and definitely making sure that they stay active and exercising.
What do you, in those situations, your son who has to fight something like that, how do you as a parent handle that? Because that's a tough thing for anybody to do with as a young child. Are you inspired by the toughness that he shows and maybe the other kids that you see that are battling stuff?
Well, it is a difficult situation, but you have to be completely honest with your child. Like, there was a point in time when my son didn't want to get shots, and I told him, I said, this is for your life. You have to do this to live. Like, we're not going to nickname it. This is about you, one, growing, and two, staying healthy so you can stay alive and live, and then live the best life that you can. So it is difficult for a lot of people because they don't want to be honest and real with themselves and what they're dealing with. So once we laid that on the line, then he knew what he's dealing with, and we didn't never have to say that ever again. And, most importantly, like, just create a lifestyle, where they have habits every single day that allow them to at least forget what they're dealing with, and we can shoulder that burden a little bit. But if you're doing everything you need to do for yourself, then as parents, we can kind of cover the rest of it, so you can actually live a normal existence, somewhat, compared to other kids.
Now, is it easier for you, an athlete, to be honest about a situation than sometimes other parents because they don't want to just put it out there? You've had to go through it yourself, and you're like, look, this is what it is. Mm-hmm. You've been told that in your career. So was it easy to find a way to let your son know the reality of the situation?
Well, it kind of reminds me of my first, brush up in college when the coach was brutally honest with me. And I was thinking, I was like, wow, this guy came into my house and told me all these things. Yeah. And, as a kid, you don't know any better. And you're like, this man lied to me. But he didn't lie to you. Right. He just told you what you needed to hear at the time. But then now, he told you what you wanted to hear, but then when you get to college, they tell you what you need to hear,
right,
so you
can be
successful.
Right.
And then you just learn, you grow, and you understand constructive criticism and how, mm-hmm, when he tells you that your left hand stinks or that you need to work on your strength or, little things, if you want to get better, you have to be honest with yourself and say he's right, as opposed to being sensitive and taking it personal. Oh, some kids say, coach doesn't like me. No, right. He just told you what you needed to hear so you can get better if you want to get better. So as an athlete, it is easier because we've dealt with that so much in our life. And, when you get to a professional level, you turn the TV on and some guy's on there saying you suck. You have to honestly say, is this guy telling the truth? Is this the honest representation of me? Well, let me prove to him that he's wrong. So let me go back and put more work in. So it is easier for us as athletes, but we do have to, in society and how we deal with our kids, learn how to take constructive criticism better because it's not personal. You want somebody to be better in your life, whether you want them to lose weight or to get stronger or to work out a little bit more or not be as lazy. It's just constructive criticism that we should take and learn to build off of it.
Ray, you, obviously in your career, I can't even imagine how many times you've been at hospitals, talking to sick kids or sick patients or gotten notes from kids or had a chance to meet them at the court. Does it always, have a lasting effect of the kind of impact that just maybe having a couple words with you has on these kids and maybe gives them more little positive bump when they're going through this treatment and stuff like that?
Well, I definitely think it's a two-way street. As much as they feel the encouragement from us, that child kind of lives through us forever because you always know there's somebody out there that's struggling, even when you feel like, you had a bad game or you had a bad day, you're like, well, I still get to walk. I still have all my faculties about me, and there are kids still as I drive by a hospital. I know there's kids in those rooms, occupy those rooms, that will probably never come out of there. So it is a humbling experience. So anytime you could take your existence, you know, your effervescence, who you are, into those rooms and show those kids how real you are and how much you support them and you want to encourage them, every athlete should do it. Every person should do it, because it's interesting how when you go in those hospitals, those kids just want somebody that shows that they care and that will talk to them. And you don't have to be a celebrity to do it. You can just be an average person and say, hey, I was just thinking about you, and I live down the street, and just want you to know that we're thinking about you, you young people, especially during the holidays. It makes it even more special.
We're talking to Ray Allen. You guys can send in your donations to heathelpcure.org for our Radiothon, which is benefiting the Miami Cancer Institute. You guys can also call 786-777-2222. You do a lot of great charity work around the community, Ray. Can you maybe, I guess, spell out to people that maybe aren't sure about donating just kind of how far their funds can really go, because you are in the community a ton with all kinds of programs?
Well, I think there's so many different things that you can do in your community, and you know, if you we always talk about money, and people always say how I don't have enough money. You know, donating a dollar can help in small ways. You think about, we always say, if I had a dollar for every time that I did this or I did that, I'd be a wealthy man. But you know, you have tons and tons of people in this community that can donate a dollar, and that makes a huge difference. We don't ever want to wait. You know, you think about, you get put in a situation where now something happened to you or somebody in your family, and you want people to care about you. So we always believe in paying it forward. And you know, it's one of my favorite quotes is that a man has to be willing to plant a tree whose shade he will never sit under. And you know, with thinking about that, you know, we sit in an incredible building in an incredible city. We look at incredible buildings because somebody had the wherewithal to push the agenda to build them. So that's what we want to do for our people, you know, and everybody's doing that. We got to know that we're building a better tomorrow.
If we can get one basketball thing out of you before you go here. Okay. It's Dwayne Wade. He announced that it was his last season. What were your thoughts that this was kind of going to be the end for Dwayne? Because your retirement situation was different. You had, like, people recruiting you, it felt like, you know, for 3 years. Mm-hmm. They'd say, Ray, come on. Yeah. Ray, you're the last piece. Ray, come on. Yeah. Come on, man. And you're like, leave me alone already. I'm done. Yeah.
Coming back. He was on the golf course. And I saw him and asked him, when was the last time you shot a basketball? He was like, that's when I knew.
Saturday.
So what do you think about Dwayne's final season, and then the whole idea that he's getting this kind of one last farewell?
Well, it's difficult when you decide to hang it up because there's never a definitive moment that determines it for you. Most people, you don't want somebody to run you out, you know, because you're injured or because something bad has happened and nobody wants you anymore. You want to kind of do it on your own terms. And so from that point of view, I'm proud of him, because this is not about anybody else but himself. You know, you don't look at the organization, you don't look at your peers, you know, you don't look at the game itself, but you just assess who you are, where you are at that moment, and where you want to be next year and in the years to come, because he's got so much left in his life to do so many great things. And you know, I'm proud to see that he can say, you know what, I've had my time, and this is it. You know, I've had an impact on my game. I've won 3 championships. You know, I've done tremendous things for the city of Miami. So now it's my opportunity now to do more for the city of Miami and America outside, off the court, and I believe he will do that. And, you know, he becomes I don't know if he's now a private citizen or a public citizen, because he's now off the court, but it just gives him, you know, a breadth of things to do, and I'm excited to see what he does afterwards.
Do you find when a player decides to retire, he probably does it a year or two early? And when a team decides not to get rid of a guy, it's a year later?
I think it's very circumstantial.
Okay.
What you don't want to do is be that guy that should have retired a year before, because yeah, you really feel it and the fans see it. Yeah. You know, it takes a toll on you. And as you get older, you really realize 82 games is a lot of games on your body, because the recovery is the toughest part. So you have to be really real with yourself, you know, going into that season. Like, this is going to be a toll on my body, and do I want to continue to go through it? Am I strong? And I'm strong enough, but, you know, physically can my body deal with the back-to-backs, deal with the recovery and the banging? When you're younger, you never think about it, but when you get older, you certainly feel it, and you got to think about it more. You have to kind of engineer your body to get to that point every night.
Ray, really appreciate you stopping by and spending all the time with us and giving the wise words out there for everybody who's thinking about their donating to the Heat Help Cure Radiothon. Again, you guys can call 786-777-2222 or go to heathelpcure.org. We're doing a cool thing. Anybody who donates $100 or more, we have pairs of Heat tickets to an upcoming game to give away to you guys. So it's a pretty awesome incentive for you guys to donate $100 to the cause. 786-777-2222. Thank you, Ray. I appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it.
We'll be back right after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.